calling from Puyallup. Hello, Joe.
Hey, how you doing, doctor?
I'm doing great. Thanks for your call.
I got two questions. First one is about the gallbladder, gallstones.
Yes.
I had an ultrasound back in December, and they said I had two problems. One was gallstones, and the other one was a spot on my liver.
Uh-huh.
So, and I heard the doctor at one program recommend Iodoral for gallstones. And he said, take one every other day. And so I've been doing that for like 2 months. Now, I don't have any outward symptoms of the gallstone. In other words, no pain or anything. They told me there wasn't any infection there, but they just spotted the stones. So I was just wondering, how do I know when I got rid of them?
That would be nice to know, yeah. Well, probably the only really true way to know would be doing an ultrasound again on your gallbladder to see what's there and what isn't.
Okay.
If, you know, for a lot of people, if they're eating fatty food, you know, whether it's healthy fat or trans fats or whatever, you know, that can stimulate your gallbladder to eject bile into the small intestine to help with fat digestion. So typically when you've got a small stone, and a lot of times these stones can be tiny, they call them gravel sometimes. And if you're reacting to fatty food, then chances are your body's trying to eject those, and they can be upsetting and painful. Especially if they get stuck in the little tubules that connect the gallbladder to the small intestine. So
I understand. No, I haven't had any of that discomfort. Yeah. I was just wondering how long I'm going to take this Iodoral to lay.
You know, I haven't used Iodoral for that purpose. I have used various other products. One food that I highly recommend are beets and beet greens.
Oh, I love beets.
There you go. Beets tend to thin the bile quite a bit, and it's, you know, once the stones have formed, it's very hard to break them down and dissolve them, because they're just kind of sitting there in the gallbladder in an empty space. So and Dr. Wright always talks about oftentimes people that form gallstones also have specific food allergies. Now, it could be nonspecific, but, you know, sometimes it's dairy or, you know, gluten products or pineapple, green beans, could be just about anything. So that might be something you want to look at.
Okay.
And another thing I like is apples or apple juice. They found that malic acid in the apple juice helps to break up stones.
Oh, yeah, malic acid. You're right. Yeah, I heard about that.
So that's
all right, good.
That's another, yeah. Hopefully you won't be bothered by those.
Yeah. The other question was about prostate.
Uh-huh.
And prostatitis, and, you know, you getting up at night several times. And I heard the doctor talk about 30 milligrams of zinc 3 times a day.
Uh-huh.
Along with GLA.
Yes.
3 times a day. I added to that, I take also one saw palmetto at the same time. So I take all three of them 3 times a day.
Uh-huh.
And I've been doing this now for about 2 weeks. And I have felt relief. Instead of getting up 5 times a night, I'm only getting up 3 times so far. Hopefully I can get it down to 2 here in the next week or so.
Well, there you go, folks. There's testimonial for you. That's fantastic.
Yeah, so I thank your clinic and Dr. Wright for that information. It's very helpful.
Yeah, and it's interesting. Those three products are probably our top three in suppressing a enzyme called 5-alpha reductase, which is known to cause that prostate enlargement. So it does definitely make sense. And you're on a pretty robust dose there, which definitely helps. And I also warn people to make sure you're taking zinc with food, because it can make you a little bit nauseous on an empty stomach. So
yeah, found that out.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Joe.
All right, Doc. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for the tip. All right, take care.